party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Next Music from Tokyo Volume 6 brings another spectacular lineup to the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, May 21st, headlined by the return of one of the most popular bands to date, Kainoku Teikoku. Plus Outer Space Convenience Store, Jizu, Happy Mari, and Local Rockers Spring. For tickets and information, go to nextmusicfromtokyo.com.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
I'll go no función.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We started the show with some new music. Actually, we started from a band from Spain called El Hombre Burbuja with the song Soma. And then we had Future Islands from the singles on the 4AD label. The song was Seasons Waiting on You, the Future Islands. Pretty cool CD. Has all the singles of this band on 4AD. Then the newest album by the Afghan Whigs is called Due to the Beast on Sub Pop Records. These veterans of rock and roll. This must be like their 6th or 7th album. Pretty cool. The song was called It Kills. And then another veterans with a new album, Transam, from Washington, D.C., I believe. They are from Washington, D.C. They have a brand new album called Volume 10 or Volume X, whatever your interpretation. And that's on Thrill Yoki Records. So there you go, three new gems here. And then we were listening to the Magic Rooster Blues Band. They're playing at Charkey Grill, 1955 Cornwall, this Saturday. They're playing this Saturday, the Magic Rooster Blues Band. They're pretty cool, so check them out. Come to Charkey. It's a no-cover, all-ages show with this really, really cool band. So, yeah, my name is Osvaldo Perez, and this is the Morning After Show. Broadcasting live here from UBC in Vancouver, British Columbia. We'll be right back after this.
Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 6, brings another spectacular lineup to the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, May 21st, headlined by the return of one of the most popular bands to date, Kainoku Teikoku. Plus Outer Space Convenience Store, Jizu, Happy Mari, and Local Rockers Spring. For tickets and information, go to nextmusicfromtokyo.com. The May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
Struggle through building empire and waiting for you. It is sparkles being poured all over me. When our eyes first met, I felt the electricity. And when we first spoke, I spoke so nervously. It was like a bucket of sparkles being poured all over me. I think I felt something more than amazing. I think I felt something more.
Like
So that's Alisa Baker, singer-songwriter from Vancouver, BC. A couple of songs there. I Like You or Something and Enough. She's going to be performing this Friday at Charkey Grill, an all-ages show as well, with no cover. So pretty cool music happening at Charkey Grill this weekend. And actually, she's going to be performing with Carol Lockwood, so two singer-songwriters performing at Charkey this Friday. Pretty cool music. And then on Saturday, the Magic Rooster Blues Band. So make your way to the Charkey Grill this weekend, 1955 Cornwall there in Kitsilano. So let's listen to Carol Lockwood. She's also going to be performing this Friday.
Myself in this dead end cycle, can't seem to bring myself just to feel trapped in this prison of mediocrity. This wild heart is screaming to be free. Oh, I want to be a free child.
Oh, I want to be
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets. Next Music from Tokyo Volume 6 brings another spectacular lineup to the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, May 21st, headlined by the return of one of the most popular bands to date, Kainoku Teikoku. Plus Outer Space Convenience Store, Jizu, Happy Mari, and Local Rockers Spring. For tickets and information, go to nextmusicfromtokyo.com.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
So that was Kara Lockwood playing at Charkey Grill this Friday with Alyssa Baker. So a couple of songs there, Free Child, and I don't know what the other one was there. Okay, so next music from Tokyo is coming tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tomorrow, amazing bands are coming. So we're going to leave you with a song and an interview that we did with Steven Tanaka. So that's Keinoko Teikoku, and we have on the line the mastermind of the tour, Mr. Steven Tanaka, all the way from Toronto. Hey, Steven, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Osvaldo?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, we're here putting some of the Japanese bands that are coming, Keinoko Teikoku, Happy Mari, Uchu Konbini, and Jisue.
Jisu.
Yeah. Cool. So this is Volume 6, May 16 in Toronto at the Rivoli, May 17 at Lee's Palace, also in Toronto, May 19 in Montreal, the Divan Orange, and in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret, May 21st with guest Spring. And this is Volume 6, so I don't know, Tim, can you tell us a little bit about the bands that you're bringing this year? I know that you always bring, like, amazing talent, and Keinoko Teikoku is coming back, but we're curious to know about the other bands that you're bringing this year.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, most of you probably already know about Keinoko Teikoku, so I'll just go on to describe Jizu, who are a... I guess sort of like they play a combination of jazz, neoclassical, and post-rock. And they play, with a lot of grace and power and have like abundance of soul in their music. So they're exceptional musicians, and that's probably the thing that you get out of them the most is that, like, how talented they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they also play with a lot of passion and energy, so they'll definitely put on a good show. Happy Mari are like a personal favorite of mine. So, uh-huh. There's a high risk that some people might not like them just because of the way the singer's voice is like a little bit, you know, takes getting used to. But, and I actually didn't like the way the guy sang at first, but then now I think like his voice adds a lot of character to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And they play sort of like underground pop. They kind of like, they're almost like a combination between Deerhoof, Captain Jazz and Supertramp, that 80s, because they have like a really melodic kind of like pop kind of sound, but then they also have like the craziness of Deerhoof.
Uh-huh.
They're a really interesting band to experience live. And then Uchu Konbini are a band from Kyoto.
Mm-hmm.
They're a three-piece, and they play, I guess, math pop. If you heard of math rock, where it's like, you know, rock with a lot of sort of like progressive with a lot of different time signatures and tapped guitars, just somewhat complex. Well, they take that aspect but apply it to pop, because so this music's a lot more melodic and pleasant compared to sort of like math rock. So they sort of coined a new style of music called math pop.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very young. They're only about 21 years old, but they're extremely talented as well. And yeah, just sort of, is there one more band that I'm missing here? Let's see, Keinoko Teikoku. I think that's all four. And then
four
there's
bands.
Spring. I mean, in Toronto and Montreal, we have another Japanese band called Nayuta playing, but Spring is taking their spot in Vancouver because I wanted the Japanese bands to, you know, perform with a Canadian band. I thought it would be a good experience for them. And I think Spring is one of the best Canadian bands out there.
Yeah. They have a brand new CD. And you also, Happy Mari. Did you talk about Happy Mari? Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about Happy Mari. They're the one, the combination between Supertramp
and
Deerhoof and Captain Jazz.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. So how did you get these bands? What was the process of you? Like, you go, cause I'm sure you're very versed in the Japanese underground, especially Tokyo underground scene. But you go to the clubs, or where do you learn about all these bands?
Well, I go to Japan. Over the last like 7-8 years, I've been going to Japan about 6 times a year. Each time I go, I usually watch one or two shows a night.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, before I go to Japan, I'll usually research into what shows, interesting shows are going to be going on while I'm there. So I research into the bands by, you know, like, looking at their YouTube videos. Like, I first look at see the bands, the schedules for, the touring schedules for the bands that I want to watch. And then, after that, I'll take a look at the live houses or the venues, and then look at their live schedules and see what bands, which shows might be interesting. And then if there are a lot of bands that I haven't heard of, I'll check their, you know, Bandcamp page or check out their YouTube videos to see, you know, what the style of music they play. And then I actually do watch the shows. So there's only one band that I've ever brought to Canada without actually having seen them live, but they're... I had heard their music before, and everyone I knew said that, you know, they're awesome live. So yeah. That was SGT during Volume 2. But otherwise, I've seen most of these bands that I bring over like multiple times before they come to Canada.
Yeah. And Kinogo Taikoku, do you bring them back because the people were asking you to here in Vancouver and in Toronto, I guess? Or?
Well, I wasn't planning to bring them back so soon. It was just like last year that they came. So I knew I was going to bring them back at some point. There was originally the lineup for this tour was a group, you know, Toriko, Happy Mari, and Jizu.
Mm-hmm.
And when Toriko had to back out, I asked group, you know, like, you know, if there is a particular band that they really want to play with, and they said Kinoko Teikoku. So I actually invited Kinoko Teikoku early, and also I asked fans in my blog, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, who they wanted to see, and they all wanted to see Kinoko Teikoku as well. So I said, okay. You know, two big reasons why I should bring Kinoko Teikoku. Group Ino ended up canceling on us in the end anyways, but, you know, it's good that we still have Kinoko Teikoku. And then in Group Ino's place, I ended up inviting Uchu Konbini and Nayuta.
Okay. Group Ino, they played last year, no?
No, Group Ino played in Volume 4. So
Volume
years ago.
4, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen a lot of good feedback about Kinoko Teikoku, and a lot of people want to see them because last year they rocked the concert. And yeah, it's one of my favorite bands right now, Kinoko Teikoku. So looking forward for that. The show is going to start early, no? Like around 8?
The show starts at 8, and doors open at 7. So and then, like, a lot of people complain that, well, because Vancouver is last, so there's merchandise is a little bit limited. Like, so bands often sometimes, like, sell out really quickly because there's not too much merchandise left by the time they reach Vancouver, and people have already bought them, like, as soon as the doors open, so... if you do want to get like T-shirts or CDs by the bands, then I suggest that you get there like right when the doors open, because most of the bands sell out all of their merchandise completely like each year. So I guess that's a little tip.
Yeah. So, you know, people get early to the show and buy your tickets because they're like $5 cheaper if you buy them now at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life Records there on Commercial Drive, and Neptune Records also have tickets, and you can buy them online as well, no, Stephen?
Yeah, on ticketweb.ca. That's correct.
Okay.
Ticketweb.ca, if you didn't hear that. Okay.
Okay. And what's the schedule for the bands that day? Who's going to open? Well, I know Spring is going to open, and then who's going
to help? Oh, that's supposed to be top secret. Oh, I guess yeah. I could say. you know, like, I guess I could might as well. I believe Uchu Konbini is going on first, Happy Mari going second, then Spring is playing in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jizu's playing fourth, and then Kinoko Teikoku finishes last. So I hope by giving that away, it doesn't mean that people are going to show up late just to watch Kinoko Teikoku, because like, all the bands are really good. So
Yeah.
Why I kind of split it. Like, a lot of people like Kinoko Teikoku like Uchu Konbini, so that's why I have Uchu Konbini going first and then Kinoko Teikoku last, so then, you know, they kind of have to stick around for the whole thing if they want to see both bands. But all the bands are really good, so you shouldn't just come to Kinoko Teikoku. I definitely recommend, you know, starting from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, we were talking about the Japanese underground scene. Are you going to run out of bands? Or there's like a lot of bands that are really good in Tokyo? Like.
I'm going to be completely honest in that when I first started out, it seemed like the scene was so amazing, so many good bands. But just like in other parts of the world, like indie music scenes kind of, you know, slowed down a little bit. There's not, for me, it doesn't seem as exciting as it once was, but there are, you know, I get surprised all the time by, like, you know, a band that just comes out of nowhere that blows me away. So compared to, like, 3-4 years ago, like, I'm not as, you know, super excited about the scene, but I know that, you know, the young bands are just going to, you know, just make some noise that I've never heard of, and they'll just come out of nowhere. So I'm pretty sure I won't run out of bands.
Yeah, cool. They have like a different system for booking the venues there in Tokyo.
Yeah, venues are really, really expensive to rent. Like, for just like a tiny you know, venue that holds only about 100 people, it might cost like $1,000 to rent.
Oh yeah.
And then you don't even get to keep the money from tickets. They keep they keep most of the money from the tickets. You only get like a little bit of a cut. So unless you like, you know, sell out the place, you know, you're not going to really even see that much money back at all. So here in Canada, sometimes you can rent a place for free and you get to keep all the ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, on top of that, sometimes you might even get a cut from the bar if the bar does well. So, in Japan, you're more or less like paying just for the opportunity to perform. So, whereas in Canada, like, you will at least make some money, like, you know, from ticket sales, like, even if only like 10-20 people show up, you'll still make some money. But in Japan, if only 10-20 people show up, that means that you're gonna lose like $500-$700 just for having rented a spot for a thousand.
Yeah, so we're lucky here in Vancouver.
Yeah, Japan's pretty crazy. Like, I don't understand how bands can continue to survive because it's so expensive just to play a show.
Yeah. And what about the bands that have come here to Vancouver? What do they tell you? Well, in Canada in general, do they like it? What's their impression?
Oh no, they're like amazed about the crowd reaction is like crazy. Although it's kind of weird because a lot of shows that I've been to Japan, like, you know, they're just as exuberant. But in particular, like for the next Music from Tokyo, we just have like core fans that just really love the show, really, you know, like know how to make noise and whatnot. So the I guess like our shows aren't typical of like shows that, you know, like that you see in Canada, it's a lot more lively. But definitely the bands are just like, they're just in awe of like how great the crowd response is at each show.
Mm-hmm.
I think all three cities, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, fantastic. They all make a lot of noise.
Yeah, because the bands are pretty energetic. There's a lot of energy that people feed up of from that, from the Japanese bands. And any plans for the Volume 7?
Volume 7,
early?
So there's that band, Toriko. It's kind of weird. For me, I like their music a bit, but then just like I know for sure that they're going to just completely destroy if they come to Canada. They're essentially an all-female band. They had a male support drummer, but he's not with them anymore. I'm not too sure whether the new drummer is male or female, but they're essentially an all-female band. And they play like very technical music, which is like unusual. So, you know, they're sort of like technical music, but really catchy. And they're all female. And like, I know for sure if I brought them to Canada that, you know, people would just go nuts. So, I'm usually not, I like to bring quality music, not necessarily, you know, resorting to the lowest common denominator, but, I really, you know, feel strongly with this band, Toriko, so, I'm planning to bring them. Like, I was supposed to bring them this year, but, wasn't able to because, they're doing a national tour in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll hopefully bring them next year. There's a band called Rega, who are on the same label as China. So they're good friends with China. They're an instrumental band. They're one of the best instrumental bands in Japan. That's all I can say. So I hope to bring them. And other bands like Umi no Te are fantastic. They're kind of like a Japanese version of the Pixies, I guess, for lack of a better description. There's lots of bands. Like, if you read my blog, I usually kind of list the number of bands I'm thinking about, and we'll see. Like, what I have in mind right now might not end up with next year, but I definitely have some bands in mind.
Cool. Yeah,
I'll just stick with four. I think five is a bit too much, so I'll just stick with four solid bands.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say, that if people want to check out which bands have played and discover a little bit of the Japanese underground movement there, they can check out the website, no? Next Music from Tokyo. Just Google it, and you can see the previous bands, and you can then do your research and check the YouTube videos or their personal pages, I guess. And, I guess to end the interview, what's your favorite band that you have brought here to Vancouver?
Really? Oh, man. That's kind of putting me in the spot, especially if the bands hear this. But I can't give you a top one, because I'll give you a top three then. I would say Akumen, Akai Koen, and also really like, yeah, Kyakka are awesome, but then that's all from Volume 3, so that's kind of... Let's see. Master of the Fermented Dregs were amazing too, let me say. So I'll say Natsume na Kaiko and Hyakka are my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, I really like also Mouse on the Keys and, of course, Kinoko Taikoku that are coming back. Yeah. So pretty cool. So May 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret here in Vancouver. Remember, people, to come here early at 7 so you can get like your merch and you can enjoy all the bands. Because the curfew is around 12:30, I think. No?
Yeah, I know people need to catch the last Sky train or whatever. So like I'm weird with that. So I'm trying to get the show to end at midnight. So yeah, it'll be from about 8 p.m. starting right at 8 p.m. till midnight.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Stephen, for the interview. I know you're a busy guy, and we're going to give a couple of tickets away, no, for the people that want to give us a call
here. For sure. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
The telephone number here is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and we'll give you a couple of tickets to check out this amazing show. And I guess I'll see you on the 21st here, and good luck with the shows there in Toronto and Montreal as well.
Thanks, and hopefully we'll have good weather too, because it might be raining when we do our shows in Toronto. Okay, thanks a lot as well.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. See you soon.
Bye.
From June 18th to the 22nd, it's the 8th annual Sled Island Festival, featuring over 250 bands, films, artists, and comedians spread across 30-plus venues concentrated in the downtown core and surrounding areas of Calgary, Alberta. Featuring bands such as St. Vincent, Dan Deacon, Killer Mike, Rennie Wilson, and so much more. Passes are on sale now. For tickets and more information, go to sledisland.com. Next Music from Tokyo Volume 6 brings another spectacular lineup to the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, May 21st, headlined by the return of one of the most popular bands to date, Kainoku Taikoku. Plus, Outer Space Convenience Store, Jizoo, Happy Mari, and Local Rockers Spring. For tickets and information, go to nextmusicfromtokyo.com.
These undead children who fill the schoolhouse are perfect students. Quiet, obedient, focused listeners make you prudent. Give out all your secrets, give them one by one. Give out all your secrets, give them one by one. Yeah.
So that's Spring, also playing with the Japanese bands. This is the local band that Steven Tanaka was talking about. They have a brand new CD called Celebrations, and they were formerly known as the SSRI. So they're playing tomorrow also at the Biltmore Cabaret. Thanks for the people that won the tickets. Let's see, it was Jim, was one, and the other Steve. So congratulations to them. Let's listen to another song from Springs, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
She died in Miami.
So this was a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and I'll see you next week. See you tomorrow at the next Music from Tokyo.
music's a language. And it's the way you interpret it and play it and speak it. And that's what it is. To create a better world, have a better music. I play the music and play all those things for my well-being, then I can give you some. And they say music can heal, music can kill, music can make you happy, music make you cry. Music can do all those things. And the music make you feel good, the music make me feel good, we have a happy household.